I know you guys have a lot of questions, but out of the respect for the investigation, it's not much I can say. But once the investigation is completed, the truth will come out, and I'll answer whatever questions.
Have you spoken to your teammates?
I have.
And what did you apologize? What did you? What was kind of how those conversations?
We're just happy to be back and get training camp rolling.
Are you able to focus on football? Are you thankful that it's here, I guess, to not even have to worry about the off-field stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I love the game of football. I always do. So I'm excited that training camp starts.
I was about to say anything really about where things stand necessarily. Do you feel like you're in a good position?
Like I said, I can't mention anything out of the respect of the investigation. I cannot mention that. So, like I said, once the investigation is completed, I answer whatever questions need to be answered.
When will the investigation be concluded?
That's out of my hands.
What sort of response have you got from your teammates, coaches, since you've been back?
I was just ready to go for training camp. You know, training camp's here. I think we did a tremendous job throughout OTAs, mini camp, preparing. This is kind of our last stretch before the season starts. So just trying to come out here and compete and become a better team.
Elvis, does it concern you a little bit that no matter what happens in this case, Roger Goodell has full authority to do whatever he wants anyway?
Like I said, there's nothing I can really comment about that. But like I said, once the investigation's out, the truth will come out, and I sit here and answer every question.
Have you had a conversation with Mr. Goodell?
No, I haven't.
How are you feeling physically, Elvis, heading to camp now for the summer?
I feel great. I feel healthy. Last year, I had a little, like, nagging injuries. But this year, you know, give credit to the guys and the strength staff, Luke, a couple of guys I have back home. My body feels great, so I'm ready to roll.
With the new regimen, is this maybe the best you felt going into it?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm excited about that, man. My body finally kind of shook off that 2 years ago when I was out for the year. So I'm feeling good.
Where's your weight? I know last year you were playing heavier than you had been.
I don't want to get past 250. So.
How'd you weigh in today?
I don't want to get past 250.
The Elvis, goal for double-digit sacks, is that fair?
I'm excited. I'm healthy, so I'm looking forward to have one of my best years.
What did you learn about this defensive line group during OTAs and mini camps that would you learn about that group? What are you looking forward to seeing out of that?
I think we're hard workers. I think a lot of guys are trying to compete. We have a lot of competition throughout the line, throughout our whole team. And I think that's going to bring the best out of us. So it's a lot of competition for this camp, and guys try to prove themselves. It's myself included. So we just got to come out here and compete.
Elvis, of all the years you've been here, this is by far the highest expectations have been for you guys coming to a training camp.
It ranks up there. We got a lot of good players on this team and good coaching staff. So we're excited about the direction we're going. So we just got to go out here. Nothing's going to be given to us. We just got to go in training camp and just compete day in and day out and make the best of it.
Do you guys like feel more pressure this year going in? I mean, with Peyton coming here and the new defensive coordinator and all the guys you have in the back, you know, helping guys out on the defensive side.
Honestly, arguably, you got one of the best quarterbacks of all time on our team. So we shouldn't feel pressured at all. And Coach Foggs like to use the term, we like to apply the pressure. So I don't think the guys on our team and our staff is being pressured. I think we've been working extremely hard all season. And so we just got to go and take it. So that's our mindset. And that's what we're trying to do this year.
Elvis, how does Peyton make this team better and your defense better?
How? I think he got a lot of games to show that. He's just a professional, man. He's an executionist, focused. He's like a machine. And he's going to make the offense run very efficient. And that's what you need. And that helps the defense. So.
Elvis, when you guys get in the pads on Saturday, what are the first things people watching will notice that Coach Del Rio is asking you guys to do once we get to see it now in pads on Saturday?
Toughness. I think that's one thing we're trying to really hit on is toughness and just playing smart. Just, you know, guys flying around having fun and just making plays.
Elvis, when Peyton Manning came here in March and had his introductory press conference, he joked that you and Champ were constantly calling him. What did you say to him to convince him to come here?
I wouldn't say I convinced him. I mean, I may have been a little part of that, if any. Just, you know, he's, you know, what he brings to a team and what he brings to a city is big. And we just wanted to have that opportunity to get a ring. And I'm sure he felt he could win a ring here, and that's our goal, to win a ring.
Time for one more for Elvis, please.
Did he ever say stop calling me?
No, he didn't say that.
Thank you, Elvis.
All right, thank you guys.